This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Martin Wittick, and his new book is American Vikings, How the Norse Sailed into the Lands and Imaginations of America. Martin is in Great Britain. He's in a place called Wimborne, which was raided by the Vikings sometime in the 8th century. I'm in a place called New England, which maybe the Vikings got to. We don't know. That's the course. So between Martin and myself right now, we've got some explaining to do. The man's name is Eric the Red. 983, Greenland is the date I have. A settlement of about 4,000 people is my notes from your reporting, Martin. This was the medieval warming period when there were vineyards in the south of England, as I recall, for the monasteries. However, what we really care about is Eric the Red's son, Leif Erikson. 1000 AD is the date. He goes looking for what? He leaves Greenland for why? Where is he going?
So, as you say, Eric the Red is one of those leading Scandinavians who leads the movement further westward from Iceland and from Norway to Greenland, and founds this, at that point, furthest west colony of Scandinavia. Never a lot of people in Greenland, and that'll be important in the Vinland story, because there really aren't enough people there to sustain a significant further westward movement, and that'll be part of the reason, I think, for the failure of the Vinland adventure. But what happens around this time is recorded in two later Norse sagas. These were recorded in Iceland. The earliest documents date from the 13th century and from the 14th century, and they're called the Saga of Eric the Red, or Eric the Red's Saga, and the Saga of the Greenlanders. And although they disagree in some detail, they nevertheless come together to give us a broad picture of what happens. That people sailing from Norway to Greenland get lost in storm. They chance upon lands they've never seen before. Lands that the sagas call Helluland, Markland, and a bit later on, there'll be Vinland too. We think from the topography, they've been pushed westward from Greenland, and they come upon places like Baffin Island and Labrador. But this first movement does not result in settlement. What it does is it raises awareness. There is land further to the west. Some of it is forested, some of it has promise. And what we then have, according to the sagas, are a series of westward adventurers who try to discover what these lands are about. One of the leading members is Leif Erikson. So he is son of Eric the Red. He goes in the company of other children of Eric the Red. Other major players is a man called Karlsevne, Thorfinn Karlsevne, and his extraordinary wife, Gudrid Thorburn's daughter, and also the murderous daughter of Eric the Red called Freydis, who appears in the sagas bloodily in the events that take place on Vinland. They sail to the west and they find the lands that have been described by earlier explorers who hadn't landed there. Helluland, Markland, and eventually a land that they call Vinland, where they say grapes are growing wild, wheat is growing wild, there's plenty of timber, the winters are milder than they used to on Greenland, they come into conflict with native peoples who they dismissively describe as skraelings. But what we have here is saga evidence for the fact that Norse adventurers made it to North America. And the dating for that we're now is pretty sure to be around the year 1000. And then within about 10, 20 years of that date, also some of these voyages taking place. But that's our evidence from the sagas, which for a long time were thought to be simply legendary. But we now have good reason to think, although obviously they are literary sources, and we must never forget that, nevertheless, they appear to be based on real people and real events that actually took place around the turn of the year 1000 AD.
Caveat. The Eric the Red saga is 13th century. The saga of the Greenlands is 14th century, hundreds of years later. We're talking about oral tradition that turned into something written down. So a caveat here. But again, Helluland, you identify probably as east of Baffin Island. Markland, meaning you identify as southern Labrador. And Vinland, there is the prize. There's El Dorado. We don't have it. But it was had to be characterized by something called the fox grape. Where does that grow?
And this is the key point, because basically we have a situation here which suggests that in some of these voyages, they must have sailed down at least as far south as New Brunswick, because we need to triangulate, as well as great debates about the topography, and there are all sorts of variants on this, but we have to triangulate the possibility of where are we going to find wheat growing wild, where are we going to find grapes growing wild. Now, there is a slight complication, because the word that's used for Vinland might mean basically wine produced from any fruit growing on a tree. So there is the possibility that it's not grapes that are in that are being described here. It could be any fruit that could produce wine. But there is nevertheless there's strong evidence from the sagas that it was grapes that they were talking about. They certainly said we found grapes. And the possibility is that maybe the fox grape or some other form of wild growing grape. Now, that's not going to be found alongside self-sown wheat north of New Brunswick. We could be talking about Maine. We could be talking about further south in the coast of New England. So although our archaeological evidence we'll talk about in a moment doesn't take us further than Newfoundland, which itself is extraordinary, the evidence found at Newfoundland and the evidence from the sagas suggests that Vinland actually lies further to the west and further to the south, and thereby hangs the most extraordinary tale, because at that point we really are talking about Vikings who may have reached areas that we would now describe as the United States of America and not only Arctic, subarctic Canada.
The book is American Vikings. Martin Whittock is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.